speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
So our question for today says, do you think that religion can draw more by offering something entertaining and interesting than by preaching? These seem to indicate in this question, if I'm not reading something into it that's not there, that preaching is not interesting, that it is not entertaining, that it is not something that we could like. But my friends, it is to me, because I have a taste for spiritual things. I hunger and thirst after righteousness. I want to be what God wants me to be. And I believe when we preach the gospel and draw men unto the Lord, that it is by that means that we please God. It pleased God, he said in 1 Corinthians 1:21, through the foolishness of preaching, to save them that believe. Oh, I know there are many people who say today, we're by the time when people need gospel preaching. My friends, if we are, we're by the time when people will be saved by God's will. The gospel is the only power of God unto salvation. And when the church fails to realize the importance of preaching the gospel in gospel meetings, in doing the work of preaching and teaching God's word, then we've forgotten the commission of the Lord. We have forgotten our purpose for existing. We are beyond the reach of what God desires of us. But somebody said, don't you get tired of preaching and many people do not respond? Oh, yes. There are times when all of us get tired, I suppose, and some of us get discouraged. But every time we come to that time, it would be well if we turned our minds back to Father Noah for a little bit. Noah preached 120 years. Yes, he preached. He proclaimed to the people that the flood was coming, and that if men didn't turn from their sins in repentance, they would die in the flood. There were few who listened to Noah. The fact is, only his own family. But my friends, I would count it quite an honor if, though I converted no one in the world but my own family, I would feel that I was a success. I wonder if each one who's listening to this broadcast today can say, I have converted my own family. I believe Noah did a great work, even if he did not reach those who had hard hearts and ears that would not hear. But those eight people, they got into the ark, and they were saved from the flood while all others perished. My friends, that ark is a type of the church. Our Lord has made the church the realm of safety, the realm where all spiritual blessings can be found, and we only enter it by hearing the preaching of the gospel. When these who preached in olden times preached, they said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Do you see what a wonderful, important thing the preaching of the gospel is? And so he said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. Every student in attendance at the East Main Church of Christ is emphasized, or has emphasized to him more than any other topic, the need to preach the gospel of Christ. Elders and deacons and Bible class teachers and preachers all center on that one important thing, the preaching and teaching of the gospel of Christ.